Hey y'all, you're listening to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances, for now. This is not a conversation about relationships, because we are minding our own business. That's right. But trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your tea, your tequila, or whatever it is that you're sipping on these days, child. And let's chat. Today, we are into season 2 of the podcast. And we're talking about children. Child, we just gonna dive right in from the beginning. The vibe your child was conceived in will tell you a lot about your child. And it'll tell you about your feelings about your child. Okay, I'm gonna leave that right there with you for a moment. It's a fact that the bonding between mother and baby, or babies, depending on how your egg situation is set up, begins long before delivery. Whether you knew it or were trying to do it, you were or are, to all of my listeners who are currently with child, as the old folks say, sharing not just your body and all of its resources, but you are also sharing your emotions, your problem-solving skills, and your communication skills. There is magic between a mother and a baby. We've seen those videos where stillborn babies have come back to life because their mother held them and poured all of her love into them. They're only minutes old. They don't know how to communicate, but somehow they understand their mother's heart. Think about it. Babies have or has had the front row seat to all of mother's loving encounters and her rages in public and private. Now, the old folks used to say, don't be stressed while you got that baby because you'll twist him all up. And there was some truth to that. When you're stressed, your muscles contract, and the baby is already in a small space, and now it's being forced to contort into an even smaller space. But that's not the only emotion that could possibly affect baby. What about loneliness, sadness, anger, guilt? These emotions impact baby as well. When mommy is sad, she eats different, if at all. Baby feels that, and its actual physical development is impacted by that, because now the nutrients baby is receiving is changing. And because this is the cellular building stage of baby's life, proper nutrition ensures healthy organs, bones, hair, skin, teeth, etc. Mommy's mood may also cause her to sleep different. Without adequate sleep, her cells aren't rejuvenating, which impacts the availability of these resources to baby. Mommy's mood also affects her voice. It makes it sound different. And these changes affect baby. We've all seen the studies on how classical music impacts the baby's development, but mommy's voice is the music that baby is always listening to. And that reminds me, I was watching Sunday's Best this past weekend, and because it's virtual, the contestants are singing from spaces in their home. And this night, the episode, they were allowing the family members to be in the room while they were recording. I noticed one of the male contestants had a room full of women. I'm assuming this was his mother, his aunts and cousins, or grandma, whoever. But his 3-year-old daughter was there as well. And as the camera panned to her, I saw her eyes light up as her daddy began to sing. And then there was another contestant, and the only person in the room with her was her teenage daughter. As the camera focused on her daughter, it nearly brought me to tears. As a single parent and performer, I have been on stage my oldest daughter's entire life. I brought her to shows. I wished I could say it was to expose her to the arts, but it was simply because I had to. There was no one to support me through the endeavor. So she was there, and she was well-behaved, and so it was easy to bring her and do these performances. But when they panned to this young lady watching her mother sing, for this great opportunity. I saw the hope in her eyes that was so big. I could imagine her wanting her mother's success solely because she wanted to see her mother happy. I could imagine this young lady sitting by night after night listening to her mom practice the song over and over again and knowing the importance of her getting it just right. Just as my daughter used to listen to my poems over and over again because she knew how important it was for me to get them right. I say all this to say that our babies are always on the front row and we are always on stage. Whether we are performers or cashiers, whether we are bankers or bakers, our children are always in the picture, and we need to, as single parents and married parents, we need to acknowledge their presence and do our best to put on a good show. I'm not talking about being fake kind of show. I'm talking about showing yourself as authentic, who you really are, because they're watching and they're learning more from what you're doing and being than they ever will from what you're saying. This is also true of adult children. They are still watching. They are still taking cues from how you handle conflict, from how you handle bill paying, from how you manage relationships. If they seem like they aren't, then revisit your days at their age and see if that puts it in perspective for you. And then give them the advice you wished someone would have given you. Or reword the advice that someone did give you in a way that you would have taken it at their age. Well, this has been an emotional one for me. I hope I conveyed some pretty good information for all of my mommies at every stage, whether you're currently pregnant, whether you have little ones that you're raising, or whether you have older ones, or if you like me, I have a 10-year gap between my kids. I call myself a re-nester, okay? But I'm hoping that I said something today that will inspire you and encourage you to be ever vigilant about your performance in front of your kids. Thank you for joining me this week. The neighborhood is better because you're in it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and heart this one, like this one, check this one on whichever device or platform you're listening to me. And follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's Inertia Justice everywhere. If you love the show, leave some comments so that I can continue to bring you content. You know I love you more.